Well, are you maximizing your 401k benefit? Today, we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Everybody, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today, and you know I do appreciate it. Typically, on Fridays, we have the special Car Corner edition, and Tony Joe comes in. Every once in a while, Tony Joe can't leave his business, and I tell you, he's such a blessing. I know that he's brought so much great information to the audience and all of you who listen to the radio program. And but he takes time out of his day. He doesn't get paid anything to do that. He volunteers his time. So we're very appreciative of him for doing that. In fact, I often get the question, how did Tony Joe and I meet and what's kind of the history on that? Well, Don Spear, who had the money, I'm trying to think what he can't remember exactly what he called his program. It's not off the top of my head. Anyway, Don Spear had a radio show in the DFW area for many, many years, and he was wanting to retire. Really, God brought us together, and I took that program over. I moved my practice in with his, and eventually he faded out, and I faded in. And along with that came the blessing of Tony Joe on Fridays. That's something he was doing with Don Spear. And Tony Joe and I became fast friends real quick. And I've been doing the program together ever since 1992, which just seems such like a long time ago. You know how it is when you start to realize that your kids are in and about out of college and boy, time does fly. That's no joke. So anyway, that's how Tony Joe and I met, and I have what a blessing his friendship has been to me through so many years. And I always look forward to Friday. So a little wishing he were here today. But you know what I am going to do is get caught up on some stories and some information, get caught up on the 401k benefit that I started talking about 2 days ago. I'd forgotten that yesterday Mark Pfeiffer was coming on the program, so I didn't get a chance to wrap it up. So I'm going to take the time today, I'm going to change gears a bit, not do the special Car Corner edition, because you do not want me diagnosing your car. I think that goes without saying. So let's start with the unemployment numbers that came out today. And they came out at a very disappointing 175,000 jobs being created. Now, you would look at that number and think, well, that why are they disappointed in that number? And if you looked at the news article and you saw that, because this is way before an hour before the market actually opened, you'd probably see that it was much less than analysts expected it to be. So you put all that together and think, well, maybe it's going to be a down day for the market, but not so much. The market liked those numbers. So, you know, help me understand how the stock market could like a set of employment numbers that were much lower than forecasted. It's one of these things where bad news becomes good news. And what's interesting about that is the way the market looks at it is the worse the news, any bad news at all, especially in the employment markets, then that means the Federal Reserve Board is closer to cutting interest rates. You know, it always comes back to cutting interest rates. And it drives me crazy because there's just so much more to that. It's just such a game as to of what between the markets and the Federal Reserve Board and all that. So that's what it means. Now, here's the thing that you got to know is that the real number? And I've said year after year that I've been on the radio, I've said that is never the accurate number, that the employment numbers are always the one, is the one number that can be manipulated and typically is. So there is a, and I've talked about this before, but I think it's worth bringing back up again. There's something called the birth-death ratio, and it is a number that reflects the estimated number of jobs that went out that people lost versus the estimated number of jobs that were created, all, of course, missed by the Department of Labor. So they're basically going in and putting their estimates together and projecting what they think should be added or subtracted to the numbers for this past month of April. So April, there was 175,000 jobs, but they estimated and added back into that number the 366,000 jobs were actually lost. So that would bring up a net loss of 191,000 jobs. So not such a, so if you really look at it, if you back in the numbers that they had to add so many jobs back into the system to make the number come out positive, relatively positive, and maybe the market is happy, because I tell you, I've thought all along that the job market is not as great as our current administration would like for you to believe, but it is an election year. You know how that that stuff goes. So the market likes it, and we'll keep you posted on all that coming up. Okay, part two of part one on the 401k plan. And you probably have heard the promo for it, and you'll hear it today, but I want to go ahead and tell you about it in case that you aren't aware of the webinar that we're going to be doing next week. We're going to do the same one twice. And I'm talking about the one thing that you need to know. Now, you know the drill. The drill is that you go to work for a company, they sign you up for all the benefits, they give you a kit for the 401k plan in about a day, I guess that's out of courtesy, to fill it out and get it back in. And you look at all the options, you don't know what to do, you're confused, and it really comes down to eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I guess, in picking which funds work the best. I know I've done a lot of those. I've looked at a lot of 401k plans through the years and put together portfolios through the years, and I can tell you it is at best, if you're not used to doing it, don't know what to do, at best it is very, very confusing. So that's what I want to talk to you about, because there are several ways to go about how to invest money. And what I do in this webinar is show you the one way that you can perfect, practice, and get good at, and anybody can do this. And the best thing is, you don't have to know all the technical aspects of what's going on. You can know just this one thing and be able to do this. And I'm going to go over that and teach that to you in a 30-minute webinar. We're going to get going, get started, and get through it really quick. And then if y'all want to stick around and ask questions, you certainly can do it. So just go to prudentmoney.com, sign up for it, and we'll get you taken care of. But this is the problem that I was talking about the other day, was the plain and simple fact that just because you have a 401k plan at your place of employment doesn't mean you need to invest into that 401k plan. Now, I know that that's counterintuitive. I didn't say a 401k plan. I said maybe that particular 401k plan. And I talked about, and you can go listen to the podcast for all the detail that's was put in the system on Wednesday, and get more of the first kind of part one of that. But part two talks about, maybe this isn't a very good 401k plan. And the kind of the litmus test for that is simply this. Does the 401k plan have a match? Because an employer match? Because the problem is that if it does have a 401k plan match, which is good, that means you want to take advantage of it because it's free money. You know, if you put, say that the 401k plan matches up to a dollar for dollar up to 5% of your income. Well, if you put 5% of your income in that program, you get that doubled. That's free money, free return. You can't turn that down, and you don't want to leave that on the table. So it's a little bit of a no-brainer if there is a match. Now, and this is one of the things that I talk about, you certainly don't want to go beyond the match unless it's just a really good plan. I mean, some of the benefits of a 401k plan is the ease. It's money that comes out of payroll, and that works pretty well. But if it's not a good 401k plan, you probably don't want to put more than the match in there. You want to take advantage of the match and then go do other things. And that is what we're going to talk about today, plus a few ideas of some things that you can consider in addition to that. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. I was talking about the webinar that we're going to be doing next week a couple of times, just what works best with your schedule. And you can go to the website at prudentmoney.com, sign up for the webinar, and we'll get you taken care of and send you confirmation that you are good to go. And we're actually starting a series of educationally based webinars. I'm real excited about this, and we'll be talking more about it as the weeks go forward. But we're coming up with topics and what we're going to be presenting. And I just think it's just so invaluable to get that education and information out to you. So be more on that when we get a little bit closer to the next one. So we'll be talking about that. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. You are up against a break. Stick around. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. You know, for most people, the 401k plan is the most important part of the retirement plan process. At the same time, knowing how to invest, well, it's a challenge considering that you're given a list of investments and expected to know which ones to choose. What if I told you that there is just one investment process that you need to understand? If you had to narrow it down to one thing to know, this would be it. On May 7th and May 9th, I'm going to be presenting a webinar entitled The 401k Plan, The One Thing You Need to Know. If you are unsure about your 401k plan, this is your opportunity to learn something that can change your retirement future. In addition, I'm also going to give you some ideas on what to do with your accounts outside of your 401k plan. Well, today, sign up at www.prudentmoney.com to learn how to increase the probabilities of success with your 401k plan.
Dynamic, practical, life-changing.
There's no point in going to church and not letting the Christ who gave birth to the church on the day of Pentecost change your life.
Join us each day as Pastor Paul Shepherd applies the timeless truth of Scripture to everyday life. It's Destined for Victory on this great station.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. We're talking about part two of the, really ended up being a two-part series on the 401k plan, and is it the right path for you, the one that you have at your company? I went through last Wednesday on why there's so many of these 401k plans that aren't any good. Not my opinion, and I'll give you that, but there's got to be some elements available to make it a worthy place to invest money. Now, once again, if you get the employer match, you want to take advantage of that employer match up to the full amount. And then from there, it's up to you what you do with the money. Many people at that point start and do something else if they're thinking out of the box. Or you may just stick with the same old thing with this 401k plan. So it's up to you. But where do you go if you decide to get out of the 401k plan? Well, there are the two main places that you can go, and you have to qualify. In other words, if you make too much money, you can't contribute into these plans and get the full tax benefit and that kind of thing. But it comes down to the IRA. Of course, we all know what that is, and the Roth IRA. Now, you may not know the difference between the two, but I want to go through that real quick. With an IRA, you fund that each week, each once a year, however you fund it, with pre-tax money. In other words, it's money that you put into the IRA, and you never pay taxes on it, except when you take it out. So the money grows inside the IRA over your many years of accumulation of wealth, and your money grows, and you don't pay taxes on it then. Then when the money comes out, 100% of it is taxable. So that's the tax benefits on the front end with an IRA. With a Roth, you put after-tax money into a Roth. So the money that goes in, you've already paid taxes on it. You don't get a tax break up in the front. And so someone might say, well, why would I want to do that if I don't get the tax break up at front? Because you might like the tax break at the end so much better. I know that I do. So the way that this works is just like the IRA, the money goes into the investment account and it grows. You don't pay any taxes on it. Then remember, with an IRA, once you get to the end of the time period that you're going to start taking money out for retirement, the money comes out, you pay taxes 100% on it. The money comes out of the Roth tax-free. You can't beat that. Tax-free, I think that's a better deal, and you're going to have a much bigger pot of money. I think a much bigger benefit, so something to keep in mind. You could also put money into an annuity. That is something else there's going to be annuities and income options available in 401k plans. And by the way, just make sure that if you're interested in that sort of thing, that you check into it and make sure you can get a better deal on the outside. It's something to look into. Then there's just a straight investment account. You could use that as well. But the main focus that you're wanting to keep is on the growth or return, because you have to have a certain target, remember, to get into a situation where you reach your financial goals. And the amount you're saving. I mean, those, regardless of where you put your money, those are the absolute two most important aspects of the 401k planning. One other thing that you may not be aware of is that if you've been with the company for a long time, you're probably going to retire for the company. At 59 and a half, you can do what's called an in-service withdrawal. Roll over your money from your 401k into an IRA, where you have all the choices in the world to invest into and a lot more control and flexibility and all kinds of good things and strategies you can implement with the 401k plan and that you cannot implement with the regular 401k plan. So that is something that you should know. You definitely keep the 401k open at your company, so you can continue to invest into it until you retire. So that's one other thing that you can do as far as your 401k goes. Like I said, you can go listen to the first kind of your part one on the 401k plan and better effective use out of it where you like to listen to your favorite podcast. We're on all the platforms, and just search Prudent Money, and you can get the information right there at your leisure. You know, it was interesting to me. I talked a little bit about Change Healthcare, which went under a horrible cyber attack. And little pieces of information have been dribbled out into the market. There are companies, United Healthcare actually owns this company. And anytime there's a cyber attack, I think companies, and I watch them do it, is that they take their time which puts everybody at risk, because you don't even know what's going on for maybe 4 or 5 months. This particular cyber attack happened in February of this year, and they just recently, about a week or so ago, something like that, released the information that there was a cyber attack, and they are now estimating, ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention to these numbers, because it's so very important to make sure that you are protecting yourself from identity theft. And these cyber attacks, there's no telling how much of your personal information that they got. I mean, you know, healthcare information, social security, all kinds of things are going to be in those databases. They estimate that a third of America was affected. One third of America was affected. If that is true, that is greater than the AT&T cyber attack, which I think was 77 million. Now, there's also what probably makes this Change Healthcare even worse is that that's probably most of the patients inside their database, well, probably almost all of them are American, where with AT&T, you could have people from other countries that make up part of the population, those who were affected by the cyber attack. So I've received tons of emails, what to do, what steps to take. In fact, I did a program on this. You can go look it up on our podcast. But, you know, nobody's talking about this Change Healthcare. And it's worse than AT&T. And the reaction to the AT&T cyber attack was probably the worst reaction I've seen since Home Depot, which was like 66 million people. And that was, gosh, 5 or 6 years ago. And this isn't backstory information. This is real life stuff. And these identity thieves are getting the information. And listen, if you don't think that there's any possible way of your name and your information being out there, just consider this. Consider why I think it's so very important to heed the warning that you've got to be overly protective of your information. Is that if you add up all the cyber attacks and consumer files that have been compromised through the many, many, many years of this, it dwarfs the number of people in the United States. It's way, 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 way more people. It's a real problem. And you know, what's interesting about this particular situation is that this is affecting this Change Healthcare. This is affecting doctors and doctors' offices. It says much of the company's technology helps facilitate billing, payments, benefit evaluations, and information exchanges behind the scenes. On a Sunday in early March, they're talking about this one doctor, Dr. Aki, noticed something peculiar while making payroll for her private practice in Gainesville, Florida. She was missing $19,000. She was missing it because this company hadn't sent it to her because everything's locked up. They can't send it to her. They're backlogged on claims, expenses, things, money they owe doctors. And the total cost of the cyber attack could be as much as $1.6 billion for the full year. Now, what is really disturbing about this is that I think that the reason someone got into the system is because they weren't using two-factor authentication. I think I'm saying that right. And so they easily got in. If they would have had two-factor identification, they would not have been able to get in. So now they've gone and they implemented multi-factor authentication. There we go. Across all lines, and now it's fixed. So CEOs have got to do a better job protecting the consumers. And I don't know what it takes to do that, but that's a real That's a real shame that you would have. That's all it would have taken would have been that system online, and this problem wouldn't be happening. And we don't know the full extent of this problem. And what I find is I think that these companies underestimate everything, do is best to do damage control because they know the consequences. And I get that. It's tough. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. I want to make sure that you know about the webinar we're going to be presenting two times next week. Go to prudentmoney.com to check it out and get signed up for it. We're talking about the one thing that you need to know, the most important thing you need to know about your 401k plan, 30 minutes in and out, but better off on the out with the information you're going to learn. And it's going to be very concise, easy to understand, and should be a big help to you. So go check that out. Sign up for it at prudentmoney.com. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. If you got a question for me, please go to the website, prudentmoney.com, and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.